Hi, and welcome back. I thought I'd take the opportunity to reflect on a few interactions and a conversation I've had earlier. The conversation was actually from somebody that I can't quite remember the name of, other than their Twitter handle is Crank, or Crank something. So I'm sure you would know who you are if you're listening to this. The interesting conversation that we had was around the Leeds Social Media Cafe that I've already sort of described in the previous podcasts. If you don't know too much about them, please do listen to previous podcasts. The cafe's initial invention or creation was to... There was a bit of a battle initially, I guess, on whether it should be or could be a paid-for event and how to develop the event itself into a paid platform so that there was some return and also an authority to say that people are parting with their cash and the value and the worth of what goes on, whether it's speakers or just the gathering or network style, that the value is backed up by the fact that people are willing to pay money to be there. But the social media cafe itself sort of became born fairly instantly and was praised in some ways. It was, people did respond better to it as a free event, and the fact that you can put on lunch, teas and coffees does always help as well. And I think that in this discussion I've had today, it was quite interesting that the opinions were fairly true in some ways, in that the nature of what we've tried to do with the cafe has a certain shelf life, and what we've tried to do there is just have an open platform where it is very broad, not necessarily broad, it's just very open. It's a place where people can gather and come together, and there is not a distinct type of person. The only requirement is that we each get there to discuss how we use social media, or stories about social media, our interactions, whether they're positive or negative, the different aspects of digital life and culture that people are more ingrained into their work, jobs, roles, personal life, whichever aspect it might be. Digital culture and social media is now becoming an increased sort of part of our lives, or already is part of our lives, and the cafe allows, the social cafe allows people to bring those issues together, to meet people in a non-digital pixelated fashion. It's a real world entity, and the openness, the almost blank canvas is something that I've experienced some people found difficult to grasp and get hold of, and once they're there, they're fine, but to be able to get them there, to keep them interested is one thing, and after some period of time it's fairly relevant to say, though fairly accurate to say, that some people come and go fairly quickly, and it's not necessarily to say I have a failed event or to say that there's anything negative, because actually the feedback is really good. The people are constantly recommending the cafe. There's lots of talk around the things going on and the discussions, and the fact that the event exists is a bonus, it's a great plus for the city, for the area, for certain wedges. People are really praising it and taking note, but at the same time, the discussions I've been having today are, I think, relevant in saying that people often wait for a hook. People want and would like more than just the blank open event. If anything, it seems that a lot of people would like to be sold to, marketed certain aspects, themes, and they have an idea and an agenda of what they would like the theme to be. So that would be, more simply put, that the event could have a guest speaker, and once it does have a speaker of some sort, then that could be pushed and developed into this more almost a linear direction of an event that has quite a key focus to it. And I guess the cafe itself does not necessarily have that. It doesn't have a focus because the people that are there are the best people to be there, and they're the ones that make the focus. There is a very an unconference style feel to this miniature event. It's less of a conference, it's more of a mini get together, but in that unconference style, if you're aware of the unconference format. So I thought it's worth me at least trying to explain the conversation that we had, because that leads nicely onto the development and understanding of what the future might hold for the digital cultures in Leeds, I suppose, which is specifically where I work. But I guess this is, I try and speak as broadly as I can because I believe it applies to every city, really. So that's it. I think I'm now going to start a new podcast. So the one after this will be more specific to the upcoming event I've got, which is Tea and Social. So please do listen on. And thank you for listening to this bit.